are marked for increase. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson take a look at the early years of this ministry and reveal how God's spirit of increase was present from the start.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with more increase information, how to increase.
That's right.
So if you don't want to increase, you might want to take a little nap. But if you're interested in increase, and I'm always interested in increase, George, I'm going to be alert.
The Lord is increasing us more and more and more.
What does it say? We and our children.
Our children. That's right. We and our children.
Yes.
Gloria, I want, before we get into the Word, I just want to take a few moments here and talk about your 50th anniversary in ministry.
Okay.
This is your 50th year in ministry. We're celebrating it all year long.
Hallelujah.
And I brought a few pictures from the archive with
good.
Me. Now, these two pictures are 50 years ago, 1967. Brother Copeland was a student at ORU. And here is Brother Copeland and Brother Roberts laying hands on somebody in Dayton, Ohio, which, by the way, you and Kenneth will be at a victory campaign in Dayton, Ohio this year.
Well, we must show them these pictures.
50 years later. Look at that, Gloria. Isn't that exciting?
It's awesome, George. I'm so glad you're into those things.
And here's one.
The archives.
This is from Washington, D.C., 1967, 50 years ago. There's Kenneth, and we're showing it to the people right now on the screen.
Now, Kenneth would have been
30. He was 30 years old. And there they are working together. And then this was taken. I don't know the date, the exact date of this one, but here you are in the healing ministry. There's healing school.
Oh,
isn't that tremendous?
Hair.
There's a lot of hair going on there.
Yeah.
And then
praise God.
Also, I believe that's your brother Doug, right there by you.
Well, he doesn't have curly hair, but it looks like his face.
That's him.
I mean, curls were everywhere.
That's him.
How about that?
And then here's a picture. When we were first constructing the building out here, this picture has to be probably 1985. And this is one of my favorite pictures of you and Kenneth. Look at this one.
Oh, my goodness.
There you are. There's Brother Copeland.
We're starting the building out here, right?
Starting the building. And that just ministers to me so much because I just see Brother Copeland pointing to the future and what we have before us. And that that was 1986 or 85. And here we are 50 years into the ministry. And this ministry is still going strong.
It is.
Still
Amen.
Going strong. So it is like Jeremy and I were talking the other day about your schedule and Brother Copeland and all that he's doing. And of course, Jeremy's still very young in his ministry. And we looked at each other and we're like, he's 37.
No, he can't be nearly
40. He's 37,
That's
yeah.
That's not right.
And we were talking about it. We were like, there's no excuse for us to not just, and I mean, your schedules are full and you're still preaching the gospel and flying all over the world. Congratulations on 50 years of ministry.
I'm thinking, you know, the Word of God will keep you strong and healthy.
That's right.
I mean, Ken and I, neither one have any prescription drugs. We're not sick. Glory to God.
We are.
We're healthy. We're strong.
We're looking at you. We're watching you very closely.
Praise
God. We've seen that over the years, this ministry has increased. It hasn't gone down.
No,
it's increased. And so, Gloria, we are talking about the spirit of increase.
Oh, I like
it. We began, and you have your scripture there open to Psalm 115. Our foundation scripture for this study is Psalm 115, verses 12 through 14. And let me read it to you.
Okay.
The Lord has been mindful of us.
Oh,
He's thinking about us,
that's
Gloria,
the truth.
All the time.
Isn't that good?
It really is. He will bless us, or the word bless there means to empower, to prosper. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord or honor God,
right.
Both small and great. Now, here it is, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more you and your children.
Isn't that an awesome
That is a marvelous
that
scripture.
That just shows you that the Lord wants to increase you.
He does.
More. Well, we are okay. You know, I guess we don't really need anything.
Right.
But He wants to increase you.
He does.
Glory to God.
He does. And I like that part there, more and more.
More and more. So it never runs out.
It doesn't run out, and it's exponential. It just keeps growing and growing and growing.
That's true.
And you know, Gloria, I think about this ministry when I first came here. That was 41 years ago. We were at the office in Lake Arlington, and it was a great office. It was right there on the lake.
Yeah.
It was an old country club that you guys bought, took over, and
rebuilt.
And rebuilt. And when I came there, there were only 12 people on staff at the time. And I look at where the ministry has gone from. You were just starting radio at that time. And the Lord had just spoken to Brother Copeland and said to get on every available voice. Get this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. And I remember him talking to Doug, your brother, who is the executive director, telling him to get on every radio station possible. And in no time, we were on 300 stations and then 600 stations.
And then we got a bill.
And we got a bill. Lord, you got mail. We got a bill. But the ministry just took off. And then later on, there was weekly television when the Lord spoke to you in Arkansas about going on weekly television at that Denny's.
Yes,
up
we
there
were in
Arkansas.
Denny's having breakfast.
Having breakfast.
Talking about television and in Texarkana and on our way to Arkansas. And so we said, why don't we just do it?
Mm-hmm.
So we just did it. See, that's all the Lord wants us to do.
That's
just
right.
Do what He tells us to do.
Now, Terry and I, we go to Arkansas to the prayer cabin from time to time, and we stopped at that Denny's one day to see if the Lord would speak to us, and we didn't get anything. So
I think we were in there not long ago.
He didn't talk to us there, but we just went in there and celebrated what the Lord spoke to you. And then I believe it was in Australia that the Lord spoke to you both about daily television. And you came back, and here we go with daily television. And now we're on Dish TV, and the ministry is preaching from the top of the world to the bottom. We're on the internet, Dish TV, Roku, Apple TV, and going for
every
more.
Every available voice
going
that
for
we
more.
Can get on. Mm-hmm.
So it's increase. All that to say, that we are, and this is what we'll talk about today, we are marked for increase.
I like that title, George. I'm looking forward to hearing
we
this.
We are marked for increase.
That's exactly right.
We have increase
all over.
Well, if
we have the blessing, we're marked for increase, and we do have the blessing. Glory
That's right.
to God.
So let's take a look at some of these
the
scriptures.
We all have the blessing that are in Christ Jesus.
That's right, in Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen.
In Genesis 1:28, and Gloria, the scriptures are right here on our pages.
Okay,
we
good.
Can work off of that.
Good.
In Genesis 1:28, it says, "And God blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply." And now that word multiply there, Gloria, in the Hebrew is the word increase. It is the word increase. So basically, God was saying to men, His first words to men, the very first words that He spoke.
He talked about increase.
Increase.
Isn't that
Be
good?
Fruitful, multiply or increase and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Praise God.
The blessing of the Lord was imparted into man at that time, and he was marked. He was marked for increase, that everything that man would set his hands to do was supposed to increase. And we were supposed to take the Garden of Eden,
the blessing,
and enlarge it
Increases.
Everywhere we go. Yeah, it's increase. And the word blessing here, and I'll let everybody know, all of these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the website, and you'll see the picture of Glory and me. Click onto it, and you will be able to download all of the notes, Glory, we've had in all the 5 years that we've done this. Almost a million notes have been downloaded.
I was going to ask you about that.
Almost a million have been downloaded.
Well, we'll go over that now.
So
that's amazing, isn't it?
And then also, I want to let the people know that you'll be able to view the video that came from our church on April the 17th of 2016 that the Lord called it the Day of Increase. And He spoke to us that day, and that spirit of increase came over our congregation, and it has been on us ever since.
Praise
and you'll be
God.
Able to see that
Praise
service.
God.
And I'll have a special prayer for you after you watch that clip. So be sure to be sure to watch it.
That be in today's broadcast?
That'll be on the website so they can see it anytime.
Okay.
So the word blessed in the Hebrew means to empower and to increase. The blessing is an empowerment that comes upon our lives, which can be seen by others. Uh-huh. We are marked, Gloria. We are marked.
It's not just a spiritual increase, then.
It's physical, it's emotional, it's in the soul realm, and it's financial.
And it's in the physical realm.
It's in the physical realm.
Hallelujah.
It is in the physical realm. And so we are marked. We are marked for increase.
We're marked for increase.
You're a marked woman, Gloria.
I am.
I'm a marked man.
Yes,
and I am marked for increase. And I really, Psalm 1 talks about this, where we are like trees planted by the rivers of water that bear fruit in our season. Our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper.
Yes,
I confess that all
whatever
the time.
Whatever we do, prosper.
I
now,
declare that all the time. That's
I was
Psalm
still
1.
On mark for increase.
That just came to me. That's Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. That we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bear our fruit in our season. Our leaf shall never wither, and whatsoever we do, whatever we do is going to prosper. That is increase. Whatever.
George, I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm still here. I am marked for increase.
Okay. Okay.
Think
go with it.
Think about how valuable that word from the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
When you get some bad news financially, or about this thing's going up.
That's right.
Or you
That's
know you're
right.
behind in your payments or whatever. And when you don't need, when you are doing well, you say, I'm marked for increase.
I'm marked for increase.
But when things are going bad, you say,
I'm marked for increase.
I like that a lot.
That mark is something that can be seen on us.
I'm just going to see myself marked for increase.
Prosperity. Me too. Me too. And
Praise
Terry
God.
And I, we confess that over ourselves.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell you, I've got a great scripture here. Point A5. Look at that one. Point A5.
Okay.
It in Psalm 67, 5 through 7, in the Message translation, it says, God, let people thank and enjoy you.
Oh.
Let all people thank and enjoy you. Earth, display your exuberance. You mark us with blessing, O God.
Hallelujah.
You mark us with blessing. So we are marked.
We're marked people.
Isn't we're marked good? People.
I like it.
With the goodness of God, the blessing of God, the increase of God.
I'm marked for blessing.
That's right.
Everybody say that wherever you are.
I'm marked for blessing.
And don't forget it.
That's right.
If you get some kind of bad news, say, I'm marked for blessing.
I'm marked for blessing.
That would work for healing. That would work for your finances, your children, whatever.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
I'm marked by heaven for the blessing of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at several examples. Look at point B, Gloria, on your notes. Genesis 14, Abraham was marked for increase. Abraham,
he was
rich, and he just enlarged and expanded in the goodness of God. And he was marked. It says here in Genesis 14, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. And he said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Melchizedek recognized that Abraham was a blessed man. He said it. He said, and he blessed him. And he said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And I heard Brother Copeland preach about this one time. It's not talking about God being possessor of heaven and earth. It's talking about Abram being possessor of heaven and earth. And so Melchizedek,
blessed be Abram,
blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. So Abram was the possessor.
Amen.
And
how did he get to be the possessor? God gave it to him.
He gave it to him. He blessed him.
That's right.
He blessed him through the increase. There were obvious results in his life that indicated that the blessing of increase was upon him. It was obvious.
Yeah.
Gloria, increase is obvious on people.
is.
They see it. They see it on us. They see the glory of the Lord can be seen.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord, it is on us. There have been so many times when I have been out in the public. And there's one in particular time, Terry and I were at a department store. We were buying luggage. She was getting ready to go on a trip. So she bought some new luggage. So we're standing in the line, we have our luggage, and there's a lady in front of us and then a lady in front of her. The lady in front of us turns around and looks at me. She looks right at me. She said, "You look like a pastor. Are you a pastor? You look like a pastor." And I said, "Well, yes, ma'am, I am a pastor." And she turns around to the lady in front of her, who they obviously don't know each other, and she hits her on the arm. She says, "Look at him. Doesn't he look like a pastor?"
You're a marked man,
and
George.
I'm a marked man. And the lady standing, she said, "Well, yeah, he does look like a pastor." Well, that's the glory of God.
It is.
And it happens to me all the time.
Praise God.
Happens to us all the time. That we are marked with the goodness of God and people notice it. They take notice of that on us.
Blessings.
The blessing of increase can be seen on us. We are marked. Abraham was marked. And look at these scriptures in number 5 there.
I'll tell you who else sees that marks the devil.
Oh, he sees it. That's right, Gloria.
We're marked. We're
he
marked
sees
with
it.
The blessing. Glory.
He sees
God.
It. You know, where I got that phrase from was not
I
only
like
scripture, but in Nice, France last year, there was a truck that drove through the main street in Nice mm-hmm. and killed a number of people. It was a terrorist attack. And we have good friends that pastor a church. Terry and I go to that
yes.
church every year and minister. Pastor Marie Helene.
I've been there to that church.
It's a wonderful church. You know it. Mm-hmm. And so Aubrey was on social media, and they have this thing on social media that if there is a place where a terrorist attack has taken place or a natural disaster has happened, you can go on your social media, and they call it being marked safe.
Marked safe. I didn't know that.
And so Aubrey noticed that all of the people at Marie Helene's church, they were marked safe.
Oh, George, that's awesome.
When Aubrey said that, I just got chills. And we started talking about it, and I made a sermon out of it. Our protection. Gloria, we are marked. We're not only marked for increase, we are marked safe. We are marked protected. The blood of Jesus is upon us, so we are marked. I'm marked safe wherever I go.
Praise
you are
God.
Marked.
And you're marked. What was
safe.
The other one? We're marked for increase.
Marked for increase. We are marked for increase. And Abram was marked. It says in Genesis 24:1 in number 5, Genesis 24:1, Abram was old, well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. The man was blessed
yeah,
in everything.
He was marked for increase.
And then Genesis 13 or Genesis 24.
That scripture was Genesis 1.
That's Genesis 24:1. It's number 5.
The last one you just read.
Yeah, it's number 5
okay.
right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in verse 35 in the NIV, it says, "The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he's become wealthy. He's given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys." And then it says in Genesis 13:2, "Abraham was very rich in cattle." Very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. Another example.
Now that settles the issue about it's okay to have prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The father of the faith.
The father of the faith was a prosperous man.
That's right.
They've given us about 4 minutes, so go to your second page, and we'll wrap this up pretty quick.
That's good.
In Genesis 26, Isaac was marked for increase. Mm-hmm. Gloria, that was talking about the famine. And how he sowed in that famine, and he reaped the 100-fold.
Sowed in famine,
and reaped 100-fold that same year. That same year.
So it when you're marked for increase,
it doesn't matter what's
happening in the world.
And in that,
because you are a marked man or a marked woman.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And the normal increase on any. Just a normal season in that part of Israel was maybe 50-fold or less. This was 100-fold during a famine.
You know what? This is a good message for right now because right now things aren't paying. Investments just are
right
in the tank.
Yeah, but...
And they're not doing anything. But that doesn't matter to us because
no,
we are marked.
We are marked for
people.
Increase. We're, we're marked for blessing.
That's right.
Right.
Isn't
so
that good? I like that.
The spirit of increase. And he was so marked for blessing, Gloria, that, that the king came to him because they chased him off the land. They were digging, filling his wells and so forth. They chased him off the land. And that, when Isaac left... They went back in the famine, the blessing, the increase left.
Oh, my.
So they went back to Isaac and said, we need you. Come back here. They recognized he was marked. Now, here's our last scripture.
That's
we
awesome.
Got 2 minutes
okay.
left. In part D, Zechariah 8:13, it says in the New Living Translation, I will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of blessing.
A symbol and a source.
We are a symbol and a source of blessing. We're marked for
We're
prosperity.
Marked. Hallelujah.
I'm marked. Well, I can't help it.
You can't help it.
I can help it if I get out of the will of God
yeah.
and not honor Him. But I can't help it in the sense of I'm marked for blessing. Everything
Praise
I do succeeds. It's just like Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Everything he did succeeded. He was meditating on the Word. He was meditating on it day and night. He was keeping it going out of his mouth. He was marked for increase. And so it says, I'll rescue you and make you a symbol and a source of blessing.
Praise God. That's
awesome. If the spirit of increase is on us, we will succeed no matter where we live and in spite of the economy. We could live in the darkest, most remote part of the world, but if the spirit of increase is on us, we will flourish. People
good.
May not know what to call it, but they'll know there is something different
yep.
about us.
That's right.
And in Psalm 1:3, everything he does shall prosper. Father, we thank you
Praise
for
God.
Increase,
thank
the spirit
you,
of increase,
Lord.
And we are marked
Praise.
For increase
we
in
marked.
Jesus'
We're marked.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
You got me all excited.
Amen, Gloria.
Isn't that good?
It's good.
Woo.
It's
you're
good news.
Marked. You're marked. You're a marked man. You're a marked woman if you're in the Word and in God. You're marked for increase. Hallelujah. Go through the day saying, I'm marked,
I'm
for,
marked
increase.
For increase.
Glory to God.
I'm marked for
Anytime
increase.
You hear something bad or on television mm-hmm. about financial things or anything else, just say, I'm marked. I'm a marked man. I'm a marked woman.
That's right.
I'm marked for increase. I like this message, George. Thank you
Praise
so
God.
Much.
Praise
George
God.
George and I will be right back.
You are marked for increase. When God said light be, it was, and it has never stopped. It's ever increasing. The blessing is our ability to increase in every situation, spirit, soul, and body. God has already given you access to it. So what is the secret to unlocking growth in your life? The Word of God is your key. It is spirit food and the seed for a harvest of increase. Water that seed by aligning your speech with the Word. The Spirit of Increase package gives you the steps to tap into increase in your life, physically, emotionally, and financially. Included is the Spirit of Increase broadcast messages and study notes by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, and the Law of Increase, a CD set by Kenneth Copeland. The blessing of increase has already been released. The Lord is waiting on you to put your trust in His Word. Together with us, release your faith for a new level of wealth transfer into the kingdom of God. Order your free Spirit of Increase package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's plan for every believer is increase. When you increase and prosper, God's goodness is seen. Request your free package today by visiting our website at kcm.org/tvspecial or when you call 800-600-7395. Become increase-minded and impact the world God has called you to reach. Free offer good for 60 days.
We're offering this week the Spirit of Increase package. If you're interested in increase, you'll have to know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
right.
it's spiritual. It's you know, you can increase in the natural, of course, but when you increase in the Spirit, everything's always good in every area
That's
of your
right.
life. So
That's right.
sometimes people increase in money, it brings them problems, you know, they don't know how to handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So we believe God and we're offered in the scripture something, as you know, called the blessing.
Oh.
And that's how you increase
that's
in a
how you
safe
increase.
Way.
That's right. In a safe way. Oh, I like that, Gloria.
I know, I just thought of that.
I like
that,
that.
Too. God
increase
gave it to
in a safe way.
We increase in a safe way.
Oh, that's
Hallelujah.
Good.
Glory
that's
to God.
That's good.
So this is no pipe dream. There's thousands of people have been walking in increase from the Word of God for many, many years. And you can do it too, but you have to find out what the Bible says. So George, tell us something about your product.
The product that we have all of our notes plus articles and notes that we didn't get to in our series, as well as the messages that we taught. I've also included the segment from our church service when the Lord spoke to us that day about the spirit of increase. And then I have Brother Copeland's teaching that we had discontinued. I went back to my cassette tapes and listened. Oh. Well, they brought it back, and it's called The Law of Increase by Kenneth Copeland. And that, oh my goodness, what a tremendous study.
When was that preached?
You know, I was trying to figure out what, I think it was about 1982 that he taught that. So we are re-releasing that.
Wonderful.
It's powerful.
Woo,
it's powerful.
Glory to God. Well, we've shared our product, but let's just pray for the
yes.
people. Father,
thank
we pray
you,
for every person. We thank you, Lord,
thank
that
you Lord.
Would reveal to your will to your people about how to increase in money, how to increase in healing, how to increase in peace, all of the good things that the blessing offers, and increasingly wonderful, marvelous things.
Thank you,
Father. We all, George and I, we want revelation on increase.
More.
The good things and the peace and the blessing, and so do the people. So George and I agree,
you,
as
Jesus.
Touching your situation, that you will, that the Lord will show you if you'll seek His face.
Thank
we
you.
Know He'll show you. He'll show you how to increase.
Thank
now we're
going to
be having the Branson meeting, the Victory Campaign, April 6th through the 8th, and that's going to be an awesome meeting.
What a time!
Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, which is a marvelous church, and a meeting is a great place to receive revelation. In fact, I'd say if you're interested in increase, meet us there. Hallelujah. Partners, we want to see you there. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow is day 7, positioned for increase. I'm in place. George is in place. Get in place.
Right,
this
Gloria.
Is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's free radio offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.